Good morning and welcome to episode 66 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the April the 7th, 2021. Today's episode is The Flying Spaghetti Monster. The other day I came across something that was completely new to me. You may have heard about it before, since it's definitely not something that is new, but since I enjoyed it, I decided to talk about it here as well. So in 2005, the Kansas State Board was about to put intelligent design, or ID as it's also called, as a way of explaining how the human race came about. And they were going to do this alongside evolution. So they're going to talk about intelligent design as truth, that this is how the human was created. And then they were going to talk about evolution, and that was another way that the human race could have been created. And at the time, Bobby Henderson, I think he went to college or to the university or something like that, he didn't think this was, he thought this was a really bad idea, I would say. And he chose a different way to protest against this that I think was quite fun. So instead of openly criticize the creationism or the idea that intelligent design, he created his completely new religion. And in this way, being sarcastic, but still pointing out the insanity to use like intelligent design as a complement or a different way of the human being to be created. And then the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster was born. Also known as Pastafarianism or Pastafarians, they have two holy scriptures. And one is the Gospel of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, which is the first one. And the other one is the Loose Canon, the holy book of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. The Gospel book, I tried to find at the library, but it wasn't around here. And it's like 150 Swedish kroners, which is 15, 16 US dollars to buy. So potentially I will buy it just to read it, because I think it's quite interesting, actually. But the central myth here is about an invisible and totally undetectable flying spaghetti monster. And this spaghetti monster, he created the world after a long night of heavy drinking. And the flying spaghetti monster is usually depicted like a bunch of spaghettis and two meatballs in the body of this blob of things. And in this religion, pirates are also a really important part. They were considered the first original Pastafarians. And they have actually proven that climate change is not caused by human activity. It's actually caused by diminishing number of pirates. They have doing this by plotting the temperature increase. And they have been able to inverse show that this is then related to the declining number of pirates in the world. Which is, of course, just ridiculous, but it's as scientific proof as many other climate change deniers are using. So I think that is quite interesting as well. A colander in the form of a pasta strainer is a religious symbol for the Pastafarians. So it's very similar to the Jewish kippah or the Muslim hijab. And it's very common that the Pastafarians, they try to get in to get their driver's license, and while they're gonna get the photo for the driver's license, they want to have the colander on their head. And the reason they are doing this is because they are, of course, claiming that this is a religious symbol for them, just like the kippah or the hijab, so they should be able to have it on the photos, because the people with the Jewish faith or the Muslim faith can have their religious symbols in their photos. And of course, this is really hilarious, I would say, since it's not really criticism of the old religions. It's I'm from the what's called the ironic generation. I grew up with a lot of ironic humor, And it's something that I really enjoy, and I still like irony. That's the absolutely best part of humor or type of humor that exists. But I also know that we are a very small percentage in the world that actually do understand irony. And when criticisms shows up or being very sarcastic or ironic, that is something that I really tune into. So of course, when I read about this is like so fun to me. I really like it. And that being said, I am an atheist, but I don't preach atheism to anyone else, and I don't say that anyone else's God is wrong. I mean, I can only speak for what I believe in and what I think is right or wrong, and then other people can think they can have their faith, but I don't want to put my faith on someone else, and I don't want someone else to put their faith on me. So that way, I think this is a fairly nice way of actually criticizing other religions or religions at all, because it's not saying that they are wrong. They are just, it's just saying that this is a different religion that is weird, maybe. And of course, this is not the first time in history that someone used this tactic to criticize the old type religions. There is also the invisible pink unicorn and Russell's teapot that is quite famous examples of this. And if you're like me, interested in religion or these kind of topics, I highly recommend that you dip your toes into the Holy Church or the Flying Spaghetti Monster. You would have a fun time. So if you like today's episode, please let friends, family, and colleagues know about the podcast. And if you have time, why not go into iTunes and leave a review? That would help others to find the podcast and make the audience grow. And that would make me happy. So until tomorrow, have an awesome day. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.